Lord, we're very thankful for the privilege of being together this evening to consider the truth of God, especially those as they relate to the local church, the local assembly, that we pray we might operate efficiently and effectively for your glory.
主啊，我们感谢您今天又有机会又有这样的特权，我来去学习神的真理，具体的是来学习关于地方教会的一些真理。我们盼望能够很好的按照您圣经里的启示的道理来运作我们的地方教会，使您的名得到荣耀。
And so we commence our meeting this evening in prayer because we acknowledge that we need the leading of the Spirit of God, we need the blessing of our Lord upon us, and we pray that you will bless us tonight.
我们用祷告来开始今天晚上的学习，是因为我们知道我们需要圣灵的带领，也需要主的祝福，所以求您今天晚上帮助我们，祝福我们。
And we pray special blessing upon Eric Peterson. We pray that he will have a good vacation and that he will be back with us soon.
我们也特别的为 Eric Peterson 弟兄祷告，求您赐给他一个愉快的假期，也盼望您能够早日把他带回来，回到我们中间。
So now we just turn the meeting over to our brother David. Pray your blessing upon him and through him upon us.
那我们现在就把时间交给 David 的弟兄，求您祝福他，也借着他来祝福我们。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Well, good evening to each and every one of you. It's my privilege.Again, to be with you tonight, to study the Word of God on the subject of the church.
很高兴今天晚上又跟大家在一起了，这是我的荣幸啊，能够跟大家一起学习这个关于教会这方面的神的真理。
Tonight, we'll be looking at the subject of the Christian worker.
那今天呢，我们看到我们的学习的话题呢，是基督徒工人。
You don't have to read the Bible very long.Before you find, you don't have to read the New Testament very long before you find a number of names of men and women who are workers for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那你读新约圣经啊，读不了多久呢，你就会发现很多的男人和女人的名字，他们都是服侍基督的工人。
You'll come across, of course, the names of the apostles in the New Testament.
那你会遇到这个新约提到的这个使徒的名字，使徒们的名字。
And they were workers for God. They were chosen to be workers for God.
那他们都是神的工人呢，他们是被拣选出来做神的工人的。
Men like Barnabas and Paul and Peter and Silas and Priscilla and Aquila and Philip the evangelist were all workers for God.
那像巴拿巴、保罗、希拉、还有百基拉、雅居拉，他们这些人呢，都是神的工人。
We have a good translator tonight because I just gave her a long list of names and she remembered every one of them. So I can.
Marvelous.
we find workers all through the New Testament and.We have wonderful workers even today serving throughout the world.
我们在圣经里面呢发现很多很优秀的神的工人。我们在今天的这个世界里呢依然有很多基督的工人。
In Canada, I was privileged to know, and I think Brother Harold knows, Brother John Martin, from Ontario, a wonderful worker of God, in that area.
在加拿大呢，我认识的 Harold 也认识的一个弟兄叫 John Martin， 他是在安省的，他就是一个神的非常出色的工人。
John Martin was a farmer, and he went into the Lord's work, and he led hundreds and hundreds of unbelievers to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He started a Bible camp.And he started many New Testament churches.
那这个 John Martin 弟兄呢，他原来是一个农夫啊，那他呢带领成千上百的人信主，而且他也建立了这个圣经的营会，他还营地啊，就是夏令营，他还建立了很多亲约的教会。
And so God is calling workers, and still today God is raising up workers to work in every country of the world. And he may be calling you tonight, if you're listening to this message, or hear it later, maybe calling you to serve the Lord, in some way.
那神今天呢依然在呼召工人呢，依然在兴起工人呢，在全世界的任何各个地方，也许你今天正在听课的你呢，也是被神呼召的工人。
So this message is a very practical one and very personal one, because we all in one way or another are workers for God.
所以今天我们这个讲课呢是非常个人化的，也是非常的实用化的，因为我们每个人都会成为神的工人。
I want to read to you a verse in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9.
我们要读一节经文，是哥林多前书的三章九节。
And it says this, Paul is speaking, and he says, we are God's fellow workers or co-laborers.
这是保罗说的九节，他说我们是与神同工的。
And the word worker is used over and over again in the New Testament. Sometimes it's, the word is laborer, other times it's an evangelist. Other times it's an apostle, but many, many different names for the same person, a worker for God.
那工人这个名字呢，在圣经里面呢，还有很多的同义词，有的时候把它叫做仆人呢，有的时候把它叫做传福音的，有的时候叫他使徒，那他们都是指这个神的工人。
Now some people are what we call missionaries.
那有些人呢，我们把它称为传教士。
But missionaries are just a word that we use to speak about those who are workers.
那传教士其实是我们用来称呼这个基督工人的这样的称呼他们的一个名字。
A worker goes to another country, or a worker who works in his own country, they're all workers for God.
那这些人呢，他们可能会在自己的国家，也可能会去到别的国家，但他们都是在为神做工的。
Now, of course, tonight I'm thinking of those who work in a full-time capacity.
那我今天呢，主要讲的就是这个全职服事的工人。
Well, Barnabas and Paul and Peter, they all worked and served the Lord as a full-time position.
像巴拿巴、保罗和彼得啊，他们都是全职服事的人。
Peter was a fisherman and he left his fishing and became a worker for God.
那彼得呢，本来是个渔夫，但是他离开了他的打鱼的工作，他成了神的工人。
And this is true about all these different men and women of God in the New Testament. They left their previous positions.And they began to serve the Lord with their entire lives.
所以在圣经里面提到的很多人，他们都是这样，他们离开他们原来的位置啊，他们全时间的来服侍主了。
So let's dig into this subject and think about some of the important aspects about it.
所以我们今天来深入看一下这个话题啊，来深入的这个查考一下这有关的一些方面。
Let's think first of all about, about training. How does a person, train himself, to be a worker for God?
那我们首先来看看他的训练，就是一个人是怎么能够被训练成为神的工人的。
The Apostle Paul had no formal training, the Apostle Peter had no formal training in the school or college or university.Many of the greatest workers for God, never had any formal university college, training, to be a worker for God.
那使徒保罗也好，使徒彼得也好，他们都没有经过什么正式的训练，没有进过大学，没有上过特别的学校。那今天也是一样，历史历代有很多的神的大能的工人，他们也从来没有上过这个神学院了，没有上过这个大学，经过这种什么专业的训练，专门的训练。
This is also true about some of the greatest preachers today, that have preached in the last 200 years.
在过去的200年有很多伟大的传道人呢，也是这种情况，他们也没有经过专门的训练。
There's a man who we call the Prince of Preachers, C.H. Spurgeon, who lived about 150 years ago in England. He never had any formal university, training.
那比如说在150年前有一位人称为这个讲道王子的这个斯布珍呢，他也没有上过大学，这个神学院，没有在神学院里受过正式的训练。
Some do go to university, some go to some kind of training school, but it's not necessary.
当然的确有一些神的工人，他们上过这个专门的学校，上过这个神学院的培训，但是呢这不是必须的。
I have a friend, who is a preacher in Pennsylvania in the United States, and he went to 8 years of university training to be a preacher.
我认识一个朋友啊，他是在宾州啊，美国的宾州做这个传道人的。那他曾经在大学里面啊接受过8年之久的这个训练，训练他怎么成为一个传道人。
So I asked him one day,I said, how much of what you learned in those 8 years have you ever used? Have you used early in your ministry? How much of that did you use in your ministry? And he answered me about 3%.
我曾经问过他，我说你在这个八年里面在这个学校学的这些东西啊，你有多少用在了你的这个传道的工作中呢？他给我的回答是差不多3%吧。
It's surprising.That, many of these universities and colleges don't teach you the practical everyday, subjects that you need to know, when you go into service for the Lord.
那有趣的是呢，在这些神学院里面，他并不教给你，就是当你真正开始，这个日常的每天的这样的这个服侍主的工作的时候，你到底应该怎么，具体应该怎么做。
The best training ground,And what we find in the New Testament is the New Testament church.
我们在这个新约圣经里面发现啊，其实最好的训练人的场地呢，就是新约教会。
Where did John Mark get his training before he was asked to join Paul in service to the Lord? He got it from the local church.
约翰马可啊，他加入这个使徒保罗的传道这个服事呢，之前呢，他也是要在地方教会。
Where did Timothy get his training before he was asked to join with the other apostles in the local church?
那提摩太他在被呼召加入其他使徒的工作队伍之前，他是在哪里呢？他也在地方教会里。
Where did all the apostles get their training? They got their training from spending time with the Lord Jesus Christ.
那些使徒们他们是从哪里得着培训的呢？他们的培训是从花时间跟主在一起得着的。
Where did John Martin, we were just speaking about him before, where did John Martin get all of his training to be so useful and accomplishing so much for the Lord in the local church?
那个约翰马可呢，他是从哪里学到了把他变成了一个这样对神极其有用的这个人呢，也是在地方教会得到的培养。
The greatest training ground, the greatest school, is the school of the Lord Jesus Christ and the school of the local church.
所以这个最伟大的训练人的学校也好，这个基地也好，就是主耶稣以及新约教会。
We learn in the local church how to preach. We learn in the local church how to pray. We learn in the local church how to win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在地方教会学习怎么讲道，学习怎么祷告，学习怎么为主耶稣基督赢得世上的灵魂。
We learn in the local church how to trust God. We learn in the local church how to disciple other new believers for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也是在地方教会学习怎么样信靠主的，也在地方教会学习怎么样能够使其他人成为门徒的。
So that is one of the great training grounds for a worker, the local church. But what are some of the characteristics? What are some of the personal qualifications that are needed for a worker?
所以我们这第一点讲的呢，就是这个伟大的这个训练基督工人的地方呢，就是地方教会。那我们再看看这些工人他们具备一些什么样的特征呢？
I want to share with you a number of qualifications that are not, are character, are personal characteristics that are necessary to serve the Lord.
那我要跟大家分享一点呢，就是这个来服侍主啊，他所需要的一些品质啊，一些特点，一些个人的这个特点。
There are spiritual qualifications that are needed to serve the Lord, and there are practical, aspects that are needed to serve the Lord.
那这些特征呢，分为属灵的方面，也分为这个实践的方面。
And I want to share some of those practical aspects, because if a man or woman does not have these practical aspects, I don't believe he can be of great use to the Lord in service to him.
那我先给大家分享这个关于这个实践方面的一些特征啊。我相信如果一个弟兄或者姐妹他没有这个实践工作方面的这些素养也好，这个品质也好呢，他是不能来服侍主的。
So let me share these. There's 10 of them, but I'm just going to mention them very briefly. Number one,He must be diligent and a hard worker.
那基本上有十个这样特点呢，我就简短的跟大家提一下。第一个呢，就是他是一定是勤奋的，他是努力工作的人。
A person who is not a hard worker and a person who is a lazy person can never really serve the Lord effectively.
那一个不勤奋的人啊，一个懒惰的人呢，他永远不会成为一个神很有用的。很大能的一个仆人的。
Paul and Peter and Timothy and all these great men of God were not lazy men. They all worked hard and they were diligent in their service.
像保罗也好，彼得、提摩太他们这些人，他们绝对不是一个懒人呢，他们都是殷勤的为主做工的。
Number two, to be a worker, you need to be someone who loves people.Especially loves believers and loves those who are lost, and he wants to see them saved.
那你要是成为一个神的工人呢，你必须要爱人呢。那你要爱信徒，也爱那些失丧的灵魂，你想要使他们得救。
You have to love people, love Christ, of course, but love people.
那当然，爱基督是肯定的。那同时呢，也要爱人。
Number three, he has to be.Self-controlled in his speech.
那第三点呢，就是他的话语必须有节制，就是他能勒住自己的舌头。
When we're speaking to people and talking with people, whether they're those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ or they are believers, we have to be restrained in our speech.
所以不管你是在跟这个不信主的人说话呢，还是在跟说话呢，你的话语都是必须要有控制的，就有节制的。
You have to be careful in the things that we say to them, that we don't unnecessarily offend people by what we say.
所以我们必须小心自己说的话，就是要避免那些不必要去得罪别人的这个话语。
We need to be bold. We need to speak the truth, of course, but we need to be restrained in our speech.
当然我们要大胆的去讲真理，但同时呢，我们的话语呢，一定要谨慎，要小心。
Number four, he needs to be disciplined concerning his body.
那第四点呢，就是他对肉体啊，他是有节制的，他能控制自己的肉体。
He has to watch his diet, he has to watch his exercise, he has to watch these areas of his life, he takes care of his health, he takes care of his strength, he's able to serve the Lord with all of his strength and all of his mind and all of his ability.
嗯，那比如说他在饮食上，会有会注意，会节制，他也会注意锻炼身体，那他会很保养好自己的这个健康，然后使自己有足够的体力。总之呢，他会尽一切的努力呢，能够使自己能够尽心尽意尽力的爱主他的神。
I know of a missionary in Japan who before he went to Japan had a stroke, and his physical body was handicapped because of the stroke.
嗯，那比如说我认识一个去日本的这个传教士啊，他去之前呢，他就得了中风，然后他中风以后呢，他身体等于就瘫痪了，就是他就不能去做工了。
Yet he exercises, he makes sure his body is as strong as possible to be able to do the work of the Lord.
但是呢，他没有放弃，他继续的就是康复啊，就是锻炼自己的身体，直到他的身体能够恢复到可以去做主的工为止。
Well, number five, he has to be faithful in money matters.
那第五点呢，就是他在钱的问题上他要忠诚。
He has to be faithful in money matters in his own personal life and his own family life.
那他在自己的生活，自己的家庭生活的这个钱的方面，他要忠诚。
And a worker will be called as he's involved in a local church, involved in a ministry, involved with others. He will be involved with money matters.
但同时呢，他可能也会在地方教会，在一些主的事工上面，在其他一些机构方面，他也可能会牵涉到，就是介入到一些钱的事情上去。
He has to be extremely above reproach in money matters.
那他在钱的问题上要这个标准，道德标准要极其的高。
There can be no doubt in his life.By others that he is faithful in regard to money.
所以他必须是毫无指摘的，就是没有任何人会怀疑他在钱的问题上有什么问题。
In my own, I am a worker. In my own personal life in our local assembly, we have a treasurer and we have those who handle those finances, and I don't have anything to do with those finances.
那比如说呢，我自己也是一个基督的工人呢，我也在地方教会服侍。那我们地方教会呢有自己的这个财务人员呢，我自己是跟钱的事情是毫不沾边的。
I've input as far as giving money to missionaries, but I don't handle the money, I don't receive the money, I don't write the checks, and I don't deposit the money. A worker must be above reproach in money matters.
当然我会参与意见的，就是这些钱怎么用捐献给这个传教士，但是我自己呢，我不碰钱，就是我不收钱，我也不写支票，那我也不存钱，就是基督的工人呢，在钱的这个事情上呢，必须是不受责备的。
Number six, he must be stable. He must be emotionally stable in his personal life.
那另外呢，他这个人必须是个稳定的人，就是他在情绪上啊，必须是个稳定的人。
Some people are unstable, they're emotionally unstable. They're unable to handle difficult situations that come into their lives. They need to be stable individuals, able to handle pressure and difficulties, that come their way.
那有些人呢，他们可能在遇到困难的这个情况下呢，他们的情绪就会不稳定，就会有波动。但是作为主的工人呢，他必须是一个情绪稳定的人，他是一个能够抗压的人，在任何的压力下，他是能够平静的人。
They have to go to bed at a certain hour, a reasonable hour, get up at an early hour, and be able to be stable and handle the responsibilities and the pressures and the difficulties that a worker will face.
即使在这样的情况下，他也要准时的睡觉，然后准时的起来，就是早睡早起，他有保证自己稳定的情绪、稳定的状态，能够去处理这些困难的情况，处理这些压力。
When you look at the life of the Apostle Paul, you look at the apostles, you see all the pressures and all the weight that these men had to bear in the work of the Lord. We need to be stable stable in our emotional outlook.
你看那个使徒保罗啊，他要承受多少的压力呢？有多少的重担是每天都担在他的身上的呢？所以作为基督的工人呢，必须是在这个自己的精神状态、情绪状态都是稳定的。
A worker needs to be a good listener.
那第七点呢，就是他是一个好的倾听的人。
I don't believe a worker can be useful for the Lord if he's not a good listener.
我不认为啊，如果一个人都不能成为一个好的倾听者的话，他能够为神所用。
If he's quick to speak and slow to hear, he will not be a good worker for the Lord.
那如果他总是快快的说，慢慢的听的话呢，他不会是一个神的好的工人。
We need to be quick to hear and slow to speak, and we need to be listening to those who are unsaved. We need to be listening to believers.Within our own local assembly.
那我们需要的做的是快快的听，慢慢的说。我们要去听我们教地方教会的信徒的说话，也要听那些不信的人说话。
So often, a phone call may come or a personal conversation may come, and we have to be first listen to what believers are saying, the problems they have and the difficulties they have and the issues.They may be facing and the questions that unbeliever may have.
那有的时候你可能会接到一个电话或者有个人要个人来跟你谈一下。那这个时候呢你需要先听听他告诉你他的问题是什么他哪方面存在一些困难或者说呢一个不信的人呢你要先听他心里到底有些什么问题。
He must be teachable. Number seven. He must be teachable.Number eight, rather. That was number eight. Teachable.
那第八点呢就是他必须是有受教的心的就是他是能够被教导的。
I know a young man that I think desires to be a worker one day, but he is not teachable.
那我认识一个年轻人呢他有一天呢他希望成为神的工人但是呢他是不受教的。
He has a certain amount of pride and he has a certain amount of opinions that when elders and leaders and others speak to him, he's not teachable.
那他是有自己的骄傲的他也总是有自己的观点的当教会的长老啊其他的人跟他说话的时候呢他是不接受的。
We need to be workers who are teachable, listeners, who ask questions, learn from others. This is very important. Number eight.Teachable.
所以作为基督的工人呢需要是他有一颗受教的心呢他要问别人问题他也要去倾听。
Number nine, a worker needs to be one who will at times in his life have a mind to suffer.
那还有就是作为基督的工人呢他脑子里要做好这个准备心里要做好这个准备在他的一生当中呢他可能要受苦的。
It is not an easy road to be a worker or to be an elder or to work in the local church.
所以你作为主的工人你作为地方教会的长老呢这条路是不容易走的。
You will suffer criticism.
你可能会承受别人的批评。
You may suffer some financial difficulties.
那你也可能财务上经历一些困难。
You may suffer in other ways.From those who are unsaved.
你可能会受那些还不信的人的一些苦啊是另外的方面的。
But the road and the work of a worker, he has to have a mind to suffer.
所以作为这个一个工人的话呢他要有这样受苦的准备啊受苦的心。
And then lastly, he has to be committed and loyal to the truth of God's word.
那最后一点呢他必须把自己全部的交托给这个神的真道。
So these are 10 spiritual and practical qualifications that a man, a woman needs to have if they want to serve the Lord in a full-time capacity.
那这个十个方面我们讲的就是，如果一个弟兄或姐妹他要做全职服事的工人的话，全时间服事的工人的话，他所需要具备的这属灵的或者是实践上面的这些特征啊，或者是资质。
I want to go to another subject, and that is the subject of culture and language. And,
好，我们讲下一个方面呢，就是关于文化和语言方面。
Think of the life of the Apostle Paul.
我们想一下这个使徒保罗的一生啊。
When he was first saved, he lived in the land of Israel, and he was from a Jewish background and lived in Jerusalem.
那他年轻的时候呢，他是犹太的背景的，他是以色列人，他是生活在耶路撒冷的。
He was serving the Jewish Sanhedrin when he came to the Lord in Damascus, Syria.
那他是服侍于这个以色列人的这个就是七十个人的这个公会的，他也是奉公会的命令去大马士革捉拿基督徒的。
But then he got saved, and the Lord called him, and the Lord commissioned him to serve him.
然后他在这个时候去大马士革路上他得救了，然后呢主呢就拣选他去安排他服侍主了。
And so as he began to serve the Lord, he found himself going into other cultures and other language groups and other ethnic groups of other ethnic background than himself.
然后他开始服侍以后呢，他就发现他进到了也别的文化当中，进到了说不同语言的其他的种族人群当中去了。
Workers sometimes stay in the place that they grew up and lived all their lives, but sometimes the Lord calls them 100 miles to go 100 miles from their home or 500 miles from their home into an area that's different from where they grew up.
当然有些神的工人呢，他们就在他们出生长大的这个地方一直一生都在这里服侍，但是有些人呢，他是要去到不同的，去到别的地方呢，可能是100英里远的地方，甚至500英里远的地方呢，去到完全跟他的生长的这个环境不同的一个地方去服侍。
A worker may I know of one worker, a worker may leave Mississippi in the United States and go to Ontario, Canada.
那我就认识这样的一个工人啊，他是在美国的密西西比出生长大的，但是呢他服侍的时候去到了加拿大的安省。
Now the food and the language and the background and the surroundings are all different in Mississippi than they are in Ontario, Canada.
那在密西西比呢这个地方呢，不管是吃的还是语言呢还是周围的环境啊都是跟这个加拿大的安省的这些方面都是不一样的。
And so we have to realize, and we have to be aware, and we have to adjust ourselves in the area that the Lord calls us to serve.
所以呢我主呼召我们要去服侍的那个地方呢，我们必须要有意识的知道这是一个不同地方，然后有意识的把自己调整能够融入到那个地方。
Even if we speak the same language, basically the same language, Canada and the United States and Mississippi and Ontario are very different from each other.
那即使这个两个地方说的语言基本上是一样的哦，比如说密西西比和这个加拿大的安省，他们说的都是英语，但是其实呢还是有些差别的。
And so we have to adjust ourselves and adapt a little bit to our culture so we can serve the Lord effectively.
但是我们同样呢也需要调整我们自己，能够使我们更适应这个当地的这个文化，让我们能够更有效的服侍主。
It's very known, it's very well known that Americans can be loud and abrasive when they go to other countries.
我们知道这个加拿大人不是美国人呢，他们会被允许去到世界很多其他的地方。
Now, I want to tell you a quick little story. I was preaching in Northern Ireland on one occasion.
那我要给大家讲一个故事，我有一次是在北爱尔兰讲道。
And I was with a man who was born and raised in Ireland.
那我就认识的一个人呢，他就是在这个爱尔兰长出生长大的。
We were in the city of Belfast and we were walking down the street.
那我们是在这 Belfast 这个城市的，我们沿着街往下走。
And he said, I can tell an American three or four blocks away just by the way he walks.
他说我可以告诉你谁是美国人呢，就我离这个两三个街区远呢，我看他走路的方式我就能认出他是谁是美国人。
So I said to him, that's impossible. I don't believe that. That's impossible. You can't tell, two blocks away by the way someone walks whether or not he's an American.
那我说我不相信，这不可能，你不可能离两个街区那么远，你就从一个人的走路的姿势上就能判断出他是不是美国人。
Oh yes, he said, I can spot them two or three blocks away. He said, see that man down there three blocks away? He's an American.
嗯，然后他说我能够就是两三个街区远就能看出来，说你看那边有一个人，那他就是一个美国人。
He said, that's impossible, you can't know that. So we walked close to that man. We walked upWe got near to him. And sure enough, he was an American. I went and I talked to him. He was an American.
然后我觉得这不可能啊。然后我们就走近这个人，我们就靠近他。然后我跟他一说，我一说话我就知道他真的是一个美国人。
He said, Americans have a certain arrogancy. They've got a certain self-control. They've got a certain aspect about them that are different than Irish people.
嗯，他说那个美国人呢，他们是有一点傲慢的，然后他们呢就对自己的身体的有一种控制啊，所以他说他们一眼能看出他们跟爱尔兰人是不一样的。
And so maybe it's true. I learned a little lesson that day. Maybe it's true, and we need to watch what kind of message that we send when we go to another country or go to another area.
嗯，所以我那天呢我也学到了一个功课，这可能真的是这个是他说的是对的，所以我们去到别的区域啊别的地区去讲到的时候要小心注意我们的言行。
And so culture is important when we go overseas or we go 100 miles from our home to know and communicate with the people that we are trying to reach and trying to minister to.
所以不管我们是去到离家100英里的地方呢，还是去到另外一个国家，这文化的因素呢都是很重要的。当我们需要跟当地的人沟通，需要给他们这个传讲真理的时候呢，要注重这个文化的方面。
The Apostle Paul could speak to those who are from a Jewish background.
那使徒保罗呢可以跟那些有犹太背景的人说话。
The Apostle Paul learned to speak to those who are from Galatia.Another ethnic group.
那他呢也会跟这个另外一个种族的，就是这个加拉太这个地方的人说话。
The Apostle Paul learned to go to Rome and minister to the churches that were in Rome.
那使徒保罗呢也学习了，他可以给这个在罗马的教会讲道。
So a worker needs to know, how to minister to the people that the Lord calls him to serve.
所以基督的工人呢，他需要知道怎么样给这个神呼召他要去服侍的那个地方的人呢讲道。
Now, let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Acts in chapter 14.
我们翻到使徒行传的14章。
Before a worker becomes sent out from a local church,He needs to be commended. That's the language of the New Testament.
那我们以前讲过啊，就是当一个工人呢被地方教会差派出去之前呢，他需要被地方教会差派。
Now I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read verses 26 through 28 in chapter 14.
我给大家读一下使徒行传14章的26到28节啊。从那里坐船往安提阿去，当初他们被众人所托蒙神之恩要办现在所做之工，就是在这地方到了那里聚集了会众，就诉说神借他们所行的一切事，并神怎样为外邦人开了信道的门，二人就在那里同门徒住了多日。
So notice what it says in verse 26. They, from Attalia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been commended by the grace of God to the work that they had now completed, their missionary journey.
他们是从这个亚大利这个地方坐船呢，往安提阿去的。然后这里说，当初他们被众人所托啊，蒙神之恩，要办现在所做之功。
They were commended to a work.
所以他们是被差派被托付去做这个功的。
So what does this mean?
那这是什么意思？
When we talk about being commended to serve the Lord.
就是我们说把一个人托付，交托出去做神的工是什么意思呢？
It means this. It means that the local church sees in a person the qualifications and the maturity and the knowledge of the word of God to send them out and stand behind them in the work that God has called them.
这就意味着一个地方教会在一个人的身上，他发现了他具备这样的资质，也具备属灵的成熟度，然后他也有足够的圣经，然后就把他们派出去去做神的工了。Now,
God first calls a person to the work that he wants to send him to, and the local church recognizes that in that person.
那首先呢，是神呼召一个人呢，去做神让他做的工，然后地方教会呢，把这个人，把谁是这个人给识别出来了，认出来了。
Now turn back with me to chapter 13.
我们翻回到13章使徒行传。
Chapter 14 and verse 26 is referring back to an event that took place in chapter 13 verses 1 through 3.
那使徒行的14章的那个26节，我们刚才读的那一节，他说的这个当初被众人所托的这个呢，就是指这个13章的事情，13章发生的事情。Now
it says in chapter 13, there was at the church at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers.
13章的一节说，在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师。And
then there's five prophets and teachers that are mentioned. There's Barnabas, and there's Simeon, there's Lucius, and there is Paul, who are mentioned as prophets and teachers.
那这里面就提到了五个这样这个先知和做教师的，包括这个巴拿巴、西面、路求、马念和扫罗。And
so you have these five teachers. And we notice just as a side thought, it's interesting that they didn't have just one preacher. They had five men that ministered the word of God in that local church.
那这里讲一点这个题外话，就是你看这里面他提到了有五个教师，所以在一个地方教会呢，在安提阿这个教会，他不是只有一个人在当教师，是有五个人在做教师。
And you'll notice they had different gifts. Some were teachers, some were prophets. They have different types of spiritual gifts.
而且你注意到他们每个人都是有不同的恩赐的，有些是做教师的，有些是做先知的。Sometimes
people will come into our local church, our local assembly here in Land O'Lakes, Florida, and say, where's your pastor?
有的时候呢，有人会到我们这个在佛罗里达的这个地方教会来，他们问，哎，你们的牧师是谁呀？
I say to them, we have three men who are elders, and we have about five or six men who are teachers and preachers of the word of God.
那我会告诉他，在我们教会呢，有三个男人呢是做长老的，然后有五到六个弟兄呢，他们是来做教师、来做传道人的，传对讲道人的。I
say God has blessed us with a number of teachers and leaders and elders.
然后我跟他说，神很祝福我们，给了我们多位这个领袖啊，多位这个教师。And
I'm thankful for all the diversity and all the spiritual variety of gifts in the local church that has five or six different ones who minister the word.
所以我们很感恩的，因为有五六个弟兄在 教会这个能够讲道，能够做教师，所以他们就带来的不同的这个属灵的恩赐啊，他们都有各自都有不同的特点。
I think it would be difficult for one man to minister to everyone in the local church.
我觉得如果只有一个人呢，来这个服侍这个教会所有的人，这是极其困难。
To have the gift of an evangelist and a Bible teacher and a pastor and a shepherd and all these various gifts, how does one man have all that ability to minister to the whole flock of God?
因为圣经告诉我们有多种这个属灵的恩赐啊，有这个做传福音的，有教师，有这个传道叫什么先知，有各种各样的这个属灵恩赐，那怎么可能一个人呢？他来一个人就统揽了承包了整个这个群羊的这个服侍的工作呢？
So you see here five different men with different gifts and different ability, all ministered and shepherding this local church.
所以我们在这里我们看到安提阿教会，他有五个人呢，他们有不同的恩赐，不同的能力，他们共同在这个牧养这个地方教会的羊。
One other point about having a variety, a number of men who are ministering the word. If one man falls into error, doctrinal error, others can correct him.
那还有一点呢，就是关于在一个地方教会要有多个弟兄是做教师做这个服侍的人的重要性啊，就是如果有一个弟兄呢，他这个在真理上跌倒了，犯了错误的话呢，其他人能够纠正他。
If one day David Dunlap falls into error and I preach something that is wrong, others can correct me.
那有一天如果我 David 在这个讲到的时候犯了错误，讲了错误的这个教义的话呢，那其他的弟兄呢，他是会可以给我指出来的。
But if there's one man who does all the preaching, who is there to correct him?
但如果只有一个人在讲道的话，所有道都是他讲的话呢，那他错的话谁给他指出来？
Well, let's go on in this passage. What happens in verse
2? 我们继续看这一段呢，看第二节。
As they were worshiping, the Lord said, the Holy Spirit said, set apart, I'm going to commission, I'm going to raise up, I'm going to call two men, Barnabas and Paul, to a work which I have called them.
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说，我要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。
So God calls them to a work.
所以神呢，是呼召他们去做一项工作的。
And then the local church with the other believers, they recognize that God has called them to a work. They see their qualifications. They see their ability. And they agree with God and say, God has indeed called you. We stand behind you in that work and prayer and support.
这地方教会呢，和其他的会众呢，都共同的认出来了，就是主是的确是呼召了这些人要去做一个工作的。他们同意这个神的这个拣选，所以他说，我们支持你，我们在你的背后支持你去做这个神的工作。
Now this is a very great safeguard to the work of God.
那这是对神的仆人的一个很好的这个保护啊。
What if a man thinks he is called, but he in reality is not called?
那如果一个人认为他是神呼召了他，但实际上他并没有被神呼召呢，怎么办呢？
If God has called a man, God has equipped a man or a woman to do that work.
如果一个神呼召了一个人去做工的话，他一定会装备这个人，使他具备这样的能力和资质去做这个工作的。
Notice who God called in this passage in Acts 13.
我们注意一下看这个使徒行传的13章啊，那神是呼召了谁来做这个工作呢？
He didn't call someone who was newly saved.
他没有去呼召一些刚刚信主的人。
He didn't call someone who didn't know how to preach the word of God.
他也没有呼召一个根本不知道怎么讲传讲神的道的人。
He didn't call someone who was doctrinally unsound.
他也没有去呼召一些就是教义还不是很正确的一些人。
These two men that God called were two of the best men this local church had.
The
five teachers.
呼召的这两个人呢，可是这个地方教会五位教师里面最好的两位。
So if a man says, after he's saved for 2 weeks, I think God called me to go into full-time work, the local church could say, whoa, wait a minute.
那
如果 You're not qualified yet.
一个人只信主了两周以后，他就说，哦，我觉得主是在呼召我做全职服事的工人的话，那地方教会会说，哦，你先等一等。
You need to prove yourself in the local church first before you go out and serve the Lord in a full-time way.
那你必须要先在地方教会证明你具备这样的资质，然后你才能够出去做全职服事的工人。
There was a godly man that got saved in California and was in a church where Bill McDonald was the elder.
曾经呢，有一个人在加州，就是Bill McDonald 弟兄的马唐纳弟兄所在的那个地方教会。
This man was from he was a Spanish-speaking brother, and he wanted to go into Central America and serve the Lord in a full-time capacity.
那这个弟兄呢是说西班牙语的，所以他想做一个去这个中美洲服事主的全职的工人。
He was only saved for a short time.
那时候信主呢，他是刚刚信主没多少时间。
Bill McDonald and the other elders of that local church.Here's what they told him. They said, go and start a Spanish-speaking church here first, and then we'll commend you to do the same thing in Central America.
那马达纳弟兄还有其他这个教会其他的长老啊，就跟他这样的说，他说你先在当地啊，我们这个地方你先建立一个说西班牙语的教会，然后你再去出去到这个其他国家再去做同样的工作。
You know what? That's what that brother did. He went out and he started.Over a period of 3 or 4 years, he started a small Spanish-speaking New Testament assembly.
然后这个弟兄的确是这样做了，他花了他出去又花了三到四年的时间啊，在当地建立一个小的说西班牙语的这个新约教会。
And then they commended him to full-time work, and he's been on the mission field ever since, serving the Lord faithfully.
然后呢这个马唐纳弟兄这个教会呢就把他差派出去做一个全职服事的工人了，去了中美洲，那从此以后呢他就一直在那里忠心的服事。
Now, something else about this commendation.
那关于这个地方教会的差派我们还要讲点别的。
The person like Paul and Barnabas here that goes out, they're accountable. They're accountable to that local church.
那像巴拿巴和保罗他们被这个地方教会派出去以后呢，他是要向这个地方教会汇报的，去要负责的。
Notice, let's go back to chapter 14 in verse 26.
我们再回到14章的26节。
Notice what it says they did. After they served the Lord for a period of time, a period of years, they came back to that very local church, Antioch,and gave a report to them of what work that they did.
那这里讲到就是他们出去服侍了几年以后呢，他们又回到当初差派他们的这个母堂啊，就是安提阿教会，然后他们向安提阿教会报告他们在这几年呢都做了些都怎是怎么做神的工的，做了些什么工。
Now notice verse 27, on arriving there in Antioch, they gathered the church together,and reported all that God had done.
我们看27节，他说到了那里，聚集了会众，就诉说神借他们所行的一切事。
Now, notice the language here, carefully. They said they gathered the church, that's all the believers, not gathered in the church. They gathered every believer together and shared with them what God had done. The whole church sent them out, and the whole church stood behind them,And the whole church prayed, and so they report to the whole church.
我们要仔细注意他这里是怎么讲。他说聚集了会众啊，也就是教会所有的信徒都聚集在一起。那是教会所有的信徒集体把他们差派出去的，也为他们祷告的，支持他们的。所以他们现在回来呢，也要向全体会众报告啊，神都做了些什么工。
Now, in what way is a worker accountable to a local church?
那这个一个工人呢，他是通过什么样的方式向这个地方教会负责呢？
I think in three ways.
有三个方面。
They are accountable to them as to their doctrine.
一个呢就是他们所讲的这个教义啊，要向这个地方教会负责。
That those that are commended to full-time work, that they are sound and they continue to be sound in their doctrine and their understanding of the Word of God.
那这些被差派出去的工人呢，他们的这个教义啊，必须是正确的，而且是持续的，是坚定正确的才行。
They are responsible. They sent them out. They're responsible for what that man teaches and preaches on the mission field.
所以这个差派他们出去的这个地方教会这个母堂啊，要对他们到底讲些什么讲些什么教义呢，是要负责的。
They're also accountable to that the worker's moral lifestyle, his personal lifestyle, the way he lives his Christian life, and whether he's living faithfully as to his family and his moral life before the Lord.
另外一个方面呢，就是地方教会要确保啊，这个他们差派出去工人的这个道德的行为啊是无可指摘的，他们的家庭生活方面是好的，在所有的一切的道德的行为方面都是正直的。
I know of cases today where a worker has swerved into false doctrine and the local church called him back from the mission field.
那我知道今天也还有这样的情况，就是如果一个传教士啊，他滑到了这个错误的这个假道理去了以后呢，那这个地方教会会要把他就是招回来的。
I know of a case where a man's moral life, his relationship to his wife, and his infidelity, he was called back from the mission field, and called back to the state of Florida, because of his unfaithfulness.
那我也知道，就在我们这个佛罗里达州啊，就有这样的传教士呢，他出去以后呢，就和他妻子之间呢，的这个道德方面出了问题，那他就被地方教会召回来，重新回到佛罗里达了。
And then there's a third thing I think a local church can do, and that is to offer counsel to a missionary, or to Paul and Barnabas here, give counsel to them. And,
那第三个方面就是这个差派出去的，他们出去的这个母堂啊，这个地方教会呢，要给他们提供咨询意见的。
Now notice what it says in this passage, verse 27 and 28. They reported all that God had done and how that God had opened the door to the Gentiles in these various places.
我们看27节他怎么说，他说就诉说神借他们所行的一切事啊，并神怎样为外邦人开了信道的门。
I think the other men could have added counsel to them and encouragement to them about what God was doing and how God could direct them and lead them and help them.
那我相信这教会其他的人呢，会给他们一些意见，一些鼓励啊，就是也会问他们这个主是怎么带领他们的，怎么为他们开路的。
Now notice verse 28, and these two men stayed a long time with the disciples at the church at Antioch.
28节他说，二人就在那里就是安提阿教会啊，同门徒住了多日。
And so we've seen a couple of things. We've seen some qualifications. We've seen commendation. We've seen that they are accountable to the local church.
我们已经看了三个方面了，就是这个全职工人的三个方面，一个是他们的资质，还有一个是他们被地方教会差派，那第三个是他们要怎么向在哪些方面要向地方教会负责。
I think something that's very important in the life of a worker is his boldness and evangelism in the work of God.
那我觉得一个主的这个工人的很重要的一个方面呢，就是他传道的时候要放胆，要有胆量。
Most missionaries are involved in evangelistic and church planting work, throughout the world.
那大部分传教士呢，他们在全世界做的工作呢，都会主要都是涉及到这个职堂，就是建立教会和传福音的工作。
Studies have shown that about 75% of all workers are involved in church planting or evangelistic work.
那研究显示差不多有 75% 的这个全职服事的工人呢，他们是参与的是建立教会和传福音的工作。
Some are involved in medical work, others are involved in publishing, in camp work and orphanages.
那还有一些呢，他可能是从事这个医疗工作，从事印刷出版工作，其他的这个比如说孤儿院呢，还有这个建房子啊，这些方面的服事。
But all workers in one way or another are involved in evangelistic work and need to be bold in speaking for the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是作为全职服事的工人呢，他或多或少以这个方式或另外一个方式呢，他都会介入到这个传福音的工作，他都需要有胆量，要放胆。
We see boldness in the life of the Apostle Paul.
我们在使徒保罗的生命里也看到了他这个传福音的胆量。
In chapter 17, when he goes into Athens, he stands up on Mars Hill and he preaches boldly about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在使徒行传的17章啊，看到在那个保罗在雅典的时候，在雅略巴谷啊，他就是放胆的大胆的讲了神的福音。
The place where all the philosophers, the place where all the unbelievers gathered in Athens, that's where Paul went, and he spoke and preached boldly for Christ.
那在雅略巴谷啊，周围全部都是哲学家，也都是不信的人呢，他就在那个地方啊，他就大胆的讲这个为基督讲福音。
Today there's a brother, his name is John Lennox. He goes into university settings. He goes where the philosophers are today and the skeptics are today, and he preaches boldly for Christ.
今天有个弟兄啊，叫 John, John what?
Lennox,
对。那他呢，今天就是到大学里面去啊，特别的去到这个哲学家集中的地方，这个怀疑论者、怀疑圣经的这个人呢集中的地方呢，去大胆的讲为基督讲道。
Well, let's look at a couple of other areas, as our time is quickly, moving on.
好，我们在时间过得很快，我们再看看其他的方面，关于全职服事的工人。
What are some of the other works that workers are involved in?
就还有什么是基督的工人可以从事的工作呢？
Well, they are preaching the gospel, but they are also making disciples of new believers.
那当然他们传福音，但同时呢也使新信徒呢就是做门徒培训，使新信徒成为主的门徒。
Now notice with me, please, chapter 14 and verse 22.
我们看使徒行传14章的22节。
It says in chapter 14 and verse 22 that they went back to certain cities where they had led unbelievers to faith in Christ. And they went there and they strengthened and encouraged the disciples to remain true to the faith.
那在二十一节讲呢，他们在几个地方啊已经传过福音了，已经有人信主，但现在他们又回到这几个城市去，然后坚固门徒的心啊，劝他们恒守所信的道。
In Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20, it says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations, that they would and baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ."
那在马太福音的28章的19节啊，主说你们要去使万民做我的门徒啊，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So what does the word disciple mean?
那这个使人做门徒这个词是什么意思呢？
The word disciple is used about 300 times in the New Testament.
那使人做门徒这个词差不多在新约圣经里用了300次。
The Lord Jesus used the word disciple many times.
主耶稣基督用这个词也用了很多次。
In the book of Acts, we read the word disciple many, many times.
在使徒行传读到这个词也读到很多次。
It means a dedicated follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以门徒的意思呢，就是一个坚定的奉献的去用奉献精神来跟随主的人。
In fact, the word follower is used 100 times in the New Testament to be a follower of the Lord Jesus.
那跟随主啊，就是这个词，这个跟随的人，在新约里也用了100次。
And so, workers and the Apostle Paul and workers of the New Testament, they would do this. They would work in such a way that new believers would become dedicated and faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个使徒保罗还有其他的门徒使徒们也好，他们在他们的这个生涯里面，他也要做这个工作，就是使新信徒啊逐渐变成忠诚的啊，愿意为主奉献的这样的啊门徒。
They would do two things. They would teach them the basics of the faith, and they would exhort them to live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们会做两件事，一个就是关于这个信心之道的一些基础的点呢，基础的这个道理要教给他们。另外呢，就是劝勉他们要这样去行。
Part of making those disciples is to see them baptized and taking a public testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那使人做门徒的一部分的工作呢，就是要给他们受洗，在公众面前的公开的为主做见证。
So that's one of the works, evangelism, but also discipleship, building them up and strengthening these believers. But there's something else.
所以我们讲到了他们的工作，第一点是传福音，第二点呢就是使人做门徒。使人做门徒呢，就是使新信的人呢要坚定啊，使他们成熟起来。那还有呢其他的工作。
Now there's another work that the Apostle Paul was involved in, and many other workers were involved in, and that was equipping believers to be also workers for the Lord Jesus.
那使徒保罗还有其他的这个使徒们，他们都做的另外一个工作是什么呢？就是装备这个信徒啊，使他们也能够成为主的工人。
So we started off earlier about training, about how the New Testament trains workers in the local church.
我们一开始就讲了在地方教会是怎么培训一个人成为基督的工人的。
Now turn with me to chapter 20 of the book of Acts.
好，我们翻到使徒行传的20章。
Chapter 20 of the book of Acts and verse 4.
第四节。
When you come to verse 4, you see that the apostle Paul traveled with a large number of men.
那在这四节里面会提到啊，这个使徒保罗他旅行的时候是带了很多人的同去的。
In verse 4, he traveled with a man named Sopater.
比如四节提到有个叫索巴特的人。
And Aristarchus.
还有亚历达古。
And Secundus.
西贡都。
And Gaius,
该由,
and Timothy,
提摩太,
and Tychius, and Trophimus,
推基古和特罗菲摩。
These are hard names for us to pronounce. It says they all were men traveling with the Apostle Paul.
那这些名字其实都很难读啊，但他们都是跟使徒保罗一起这个旅行的。
Now why would the Apostle Paul travel with so many people?
那为什么使徒保罗要跟这么多人一起同行呢?
It was expensive to travel in those days, even one person, but now he's traveling with around 8 men.
那时候就在那个年代一个人行路都已经是很费钱的事了，别说八个人一起了。
See, the Apostle Paul was doing mentoring work. He was doing equipping work. He was training these men to be workers for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那实际上使徒保罗在这个过程中他就是在做培训的工作，在做装备信徒的工作，使他们呢也都能够成长为基督耶稣基督服事的工人。
So how did this work? Believers would get saved, they would get built up and become disciples, they would show promise to be workers, and Paul would teach them, and other workers which teach them a little further more.
那这个过程是这样的，他们这些人呢先信主，然后呢又在门徒培训的过程中呢变得坚定成长起来，然后呢他们呢又愿意 去投身这个为主服侍的这个事业，然后使徒保罗呢就带着他们培训他们，然后可能过一段时间呢会有其他的使徒再继续培训他们。
As Paul traveled and preached the word of God, these men traveled and preached the word of God.
当使徒保罗旅行在传道的时候呢，这些人跟着他同行的人，他们也一边旅行一边传道。
As Paul traveled and had opposition, these men had traveled with him and saw that opposition and how to handle that.
那保罗在旅行的时候过程中遇到这种抵挡的力量的时候呢，那这些门徒当时他们也跟保罗一起经历，他们也目睹这些，也跟他们跟保罗一起经历。
All the various work involved in being a worker for God, these men sought an example in the life of the Apostle Paul.
所以他们在保罗的生命里面看到一个为基督服侍的这个工人呢，他的一生是怎样的，他是怎么做工的，他们都亲眼看目睹的。
Paul was an example. He was a model for them to follow in service to the Lord Jesus.
所以使徒保罗就是一个样板呢，是给他们一个范例啊，让他们能够去效法，去跟随，如何去做主的工的。
It's one thing to learn from those who speak to you and teach you from the word of God, but it's another thing to travel with someone and see it lived out, in a person's life.
那你跟着一个跟你讲道理的人传讲神的道理的人学习是一回事，那你跟着一个跟你一起同行看他是怎么生活的，是怎么活出来的一个人学习呢，从他身上学习又是另外一回事了。
The local church is a training school, but so is traveling with a worker a training school.
地方教会是一个培训的学校，那跟这个基督的工人一起旅行，一起工作，同行一起工作呢，也是一个培训的学校。
Now turn with me over to chapter 18, please.
我们再翻回到18章，使徒行传18章。
Chapter 18 of the book of Acts.
使徒行传18章。
Now, look at verses 24, 25, and 26.
24, 25, 26节。
We have the account of Priscilla and Aquila.
这里呢，我们提到，这里记述到百基拉和亚居拉。
Priscilla and Aquila were wonderful believers. They had a house in Rome where they had a local church gathering in their home.
那百基拉和亚居拉呢是非常好的信徒，他们在罗马呢有一个房子，那在他的家里呢有一个教会。
Here they live in Ephesus and they also had a local church in their home.
那这里面讲到他们是那时候住在以弗所，在他的家里同样有一个教会。
Everywhere they went, they started a local church in their home.
所以他不管在哪里啊，他们都在自己的家里建一个地方教会。
But notice when they were in Ephesus, a man from Alexandria, Egypt, a man named Apollos. Apollos comes into their local church and he did not know the doctrine of the New Testament fully.
然后就在这个时候呢，有一个从亚历山泰来的这个人呢，叫亚波罗，他来到以弗所的这个地方教会。那但是他对这个新约的这个道理呢，知道的不完整。
Now verse 25 says he had been instructed in the way of the Lord.
25节他说这人已经在主的道上受了教训。
He spoke with great passion and fervor.
他心里火热。
He taught about Jesus accurately.
Accurately? 将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人。
But he only understood the baptism of John.
只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。
And he was preaching boldly in the synagogue.
26节他在会堂里放胆讲道。
But notice what Priscilla and Aquila do. When they hear this man, what do? They bring him into their home and begin to teach to him and mentor him and teach him more fully about the doctrine of the New Testament.
然后这个我们看百居拉和亚居拉他们做了什么呢？他们俩听见以后呢，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解的更加详细。
Now this man, he was taught about the Lord Jesus. He was preaching fervently the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个人呢，他是在讲论耶稣基督的，他是非常心里火热热情的在讲这个基督的福音的。
He didn't lack very much in his understanding of the scriptures.
那他关于这个圣经的知识啊，他欠缺的其实并不多了。
But these two wonderful believers, they saw something that they could help this believer with and strengthen him and equip him further, and so they bring him into their home.
但是这一对基督徒的夫妇啊，信徒啊，他们发现他们能够帮助到这个亚波罗这个人，所以他把他接到家里呢，帮助他，然后把他所缺的那一部分的这个真理呢讲给他听。
So they bring him into their home. I don't know how long he stayed in their home, but they taught him that he knew the word of God more perfectly.
我不知道亚波罗在他们家住了多久啊，但是他住的这段时间呢，这一对夫妻都一直在给他们讲，一直给他讲解这个神的道，使他对神的道的理解更加的完整完美。
Now notice something in verse 27.
我们看这个27节，注意这一节的一个点。
Apollos wanted to go to Achaia.
他呢就是亚波罗，他想要往亚该亚去。
And this local church in Ephesus wrote a letter to the disciples in Achaia saying, "We stand behind this brother. He is useful in the service of the Lord." They commended him.
然后这个弟兄们，就是这个以弗所的这个地方教会啊，在百基拉亚基拉家里这个地方教会，他们就写了一封信，请这个亚该亚的门徒接待他。他们的意思是说，我们支持这个人，他是可以为神所用，在神的工上为神所用的。
So we see a mentoring work that takes place in the New Testament.
所以我们可以看见在新约的这个圣经里面讲到了这个教导的工作，导师的工作。
So we see that workers are involved in evangelism, workers are involved in discipleship, workers are involved in mentoring.
所以我们看啊，这个基督的工人他做这三方面工作，一个是传福音，一个是教导人使人成门做门徒，那第三个呢就是培训门徒是教导引导他们的。
We see that workers were involved in hospitality.
我们也在圣经里面看到这个基督的工人他们也接待远客。
Priscilla and Aquila invited Apollos into their home.
比如说百居拉和亚居拉就把亚波罗接到他们家里去住。
We find that workers were involved in starting churches.
我们也看这个基督的工人呢，他们也参与到就是建立教会的工作中去。
The Apostle Paul was involved in starting churches in Antioch and in Thessalonica and many other places.
比如说使徒保罗呢，他就参与到这个安提阿教会的建立和提塞罗尼加教会的这个建立的，还有其他很多教会的建立工作中。
Now in the final minutes that we have, I just want to mention one last thing.And that is how they workers trusted God alone for their financial needs.
那最后几分钟呢，我要讲最后一点，就是这些基督的全职服事的工人呢，他们是如何在他们的财务的需要上单单信靠主的。
Now, how did the Apostle Paul, when he traveled from place to place, how did he have his financial needs met?
那比如说使徒保罗吧，他从一个地方走到另外一个地方，那他所需要的这个财务的支出啊，是怎么解决的？需要是怎么满足的呢
？Now it's interesting. When we read the letters of the Apostle Paul, he never once made known publicly any of his financial needs.
那我们读到使徒保罗这些书信，会发现他从来没有公开的告诉别人他有什么财务的需要。
The Apostle Paul wrote 13 letters to individuals or churches and never once mentioned what kind of personal financial needs that he had.
那使徒保罗写了13封书信啊，有的是写给教会的，有写给个人的，但是从来他没有提到过他有些什么财务的缺乏和需要。
When he had financial needs, he made them known to God, I believe.
那我相信呢，他有财务的需要的话，他会去告诉神的。
And God led churches and individuals to share gifts with him.
那神会带领地方教会也好，还有这个个别的基督徒个人也好呢，去供应他的。
We know the church at Philippi on two occasions shared a financial gift with the Apostle Paul.
我们在新约里面读到腓立比教会曾经就有两次给使徒保罗这个财务上的支持。
We know that the Apostle Paul also worked with his hands and being a tent maker.
我们也知道使徒保罗他也亲手做工啊，他是一个做帐篷的。
But it's interesting that with all the financial needs that he had, he never once asked or wrote about it in his letters to churches and to individuals.
但是很有意思就是他这些财务的需要他从来没有在给教会和给个人的信里面提到过。
He trusted God to provide all of his needs through the gifts of churches and individuals.
他信靠神呢，他知道，他相信神会借着这地方教会和个人给他的财务的这个奉献上能够满足他的需要。
When a person trusts God for his needs and doesn't trust one particular church or one particular individual, he's a free man. He's free to travel and to move about and to follow the leading of the Lord where God would have him to go.
那如果一个人呢，他是全然的相信神来供应他的时候，而不是依靠一个某一个教会或者某一个人来支持他的时候呢，他就是一个自由的人，他可以自由的去到神带领去他去到的任何地方。
Now remember when Paul in chapter 16, Paul had a vision from a man in Macedonia. He said, "Come over here and help us."
比如说在使徒行传十六章保罗就看到了一个异象，就是一个在马其顿的人呢就是呼唤他让他去那边帮助他们。
He was free to serve the Lord as the Lord would lead him.
所以他是自由的，那主带他去哪里呢他就能去哪里了。
Remember Philip in chapter 8 of the book of Acts, he went into Samaria and a whole city came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
还记得在使徒行传的八章里面那个叫腓力的执事啊，他去了撒玛利亚地方传道啊，整个的那个地方的这个村子人都信了主。
But God spoke to him and said, "Leave that place, go down on the road that leads to Gaza, and go speak to the Ethiopian eunuch."
然后他正在这个做得好的时候呢，主就跟他说，你离开这个地方，去到去加特的路上，有一个埃塞俄比亚的太监，他在那里。
To trust the Lord alone for your finances enables you to be a free person, a free worker for God to lead as God would have them go.
所以单单的信靠主啊，会使你在财务上成为一个自由的人，能够去到主带领你去到的地方。
Well, I'm going to end there, and I think we've looked at a lot of aspects about this subject, a worker for God. I thank our translator. She did a wonderful job tonight. It was difficult with all the names and places, but Yan Ling did a very, very good job. I thank her for that tonight, especially.
Thank you. 好，我们今天就讲到这里啊。我们今天学了很多关于这个主的全职服事工人的各个方面的真理。
I'll be away for the next 2 weeks, but then we'll be back again, and I believe we'll look at the church and some of the persecution that it went through and struggles through the book of Acts. We'll do a survey of the book of Acts. And then I think I'll end my time of teaching unless there's some other subjects we can cover, but I think I'll wrap up at that point. And after 2 weeks time.
我接下去的两周呢我不在，然后我再回来的21号回来的时候呢，我会给大家理一下就是使徒行传里面教会所遇到的所有的困难和这个逼迫。如果我们没有更多的话题可讲呢，那我这个那一讲呢就会结束我对教会这个真理的这个系列的所有的讲课了。
It's been my privilege to teach from the Word of God, and I trust it's been a help to you. I'm going to ask Brother Harold if he would close in a word of prayer.
这是我的荣幸，能给大家讲神的真理啊！我也相信对大家会有帮助。我们先请 Harold 长老做一个总结。
I will close in prayer in a minute, but I would like Yan Ling just to remind you of our plans for the next two Friday evenings.
好，我再给大家重复一下哈，我们就是下两周的这个安排。就是下个星期呢，是我们叫我们温哥华呢有一个复活节的特会，然后我们这个课呢就不能正常进行了，但是邀请大家呢参加我们的特会，在晚上七点钟的时候呢，正好有一场讲道，是两个讲员分别讲的，那我们也会有同声的中文的翻译，那请大家呢如果愿意的话可以来参加，如果现在大家有纸和笔的话呢，可以记一下哈，就是这个英文主会场的会议的这个 Zoom 会议的 ID 是 863-8626-0527 密码是100075，密码是100075，然后翻译会场呢，它的会议的密码是817-2222-4268817-2222-4268，密码是721817721817。然后再下一个星期呢，是 David 弟兄不在，是何浪，同样时间七点半会给大家讲，用中文讲课。Yeah. So,
thank you very much. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for giving us a pattern in the Bible.That we can follow. We believe that if we follow your pattern, we will go in the right direction.
主啊，感谢你在圣经里给我们一个模式啊，我们也相信我们要顺着这个圣经的这个模式去走的话呢，就一定会成功。
Our prayer is that all of us in the church will live up to the responsibilities that we have, regardless of whether we're full-time workers,or whether we just serve the Lord as well as working in the occupational area to earn our money.
那我们的祷告就是我们在地方教会的我们每个人都能够履行自己的责任呢、啊、不管是就全职服侍的全时间服侍的工人还是我们需要工作养生同时也服侍主的这样的一个情况我们都希望能够履行自己的责任。
So Lord, this evening we thank you for David.And for his good ministry to us, and we pray that each of us will learn from it and will live these great and lofty principles.
主我们感谢 David 弟兄啊，能够给我们讲解这些关于地方教会的真理，对我们非常有益。我们也盼望我们能够活出这样崇高的这个标准。
And we commit to thee the next two Friday evenings.
我们把未来的两个星期五晚上的时间也交在你的手中。
We thank you for our Easter conference, and we pray that many from this group will be able to join us on Friday afternoon and evening, and Saturday afternoon and evening. Lord, we pray that many will benefit from that ministry.
我们为我们的复活节特会祷告，我们也盼望，我们今天参加学习的，这一群人呢，也能够，来参加下午，星期五下午晚上和星期六下午和晚上的，讲道，使他们也能够从中学到东西。
And we pray for the blessing of God upon David as he would minister the word to other audiences on the next two Friday evenings.
那我们也求您的祝福呢，也临到 David 的弟兄，因为他下面两个星期呢会对向其他的观众来讲道。
And we give thanks now for your goodness to us and pray for your blessing in Jesus' name.
我们为您的恩赐感谢您，也祈求您的祝福，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.